This is NPR.
And hello again, everybody. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez says democracy works in Venezuela, and he can prove it. Voters rejected his proposed constitutional changes by a very narrow margin yesterday, 51-49%. Opponents charged Chavez wanted to create an authoritarian state, and Chavez's demands included a longer presidential term in office and the ability to run for the top job as many times as he liked. There was also that pesky demand that he be able to lock people up without charging them for crimes, provided that Venezuela was under a state of emergency. Australia has had a change of heart. The country's brand spanking new prime minister was barely in office for a few hours, and the first thing he did was sign the Kyoto Protocol, the World Environmental Pact dealing with global climate change. Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd overturned his country's long opposition to the world agreement running through 2012. The news won a standing ovation from delegates to the United Nations Climate Change Conference, now meeting in Bali, Indonesia. Deputy Secretary of State Christopher Hill is in North Korea. He's checking out North Korea's main nuclear reactor. It's supposed to be turned off as part of an agreement with five other countries to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. North Korea is supposed to get food and energy help from other countries, including the United States. Hill will spend the next 3 days visiting Pyongyang before heading to Beijing for talks on the matter. Over to the Middle East, there's been a huge political fight in Lebanon over who'll get to be the next president. Two rival factions are arguing so much their disagreement has blocked parliament from holding presidential elections. The last president is out of office, and so there's been a power vacuum ever since. Both sides are reportedly drawn close to a compromise candidate. Radio personality Don Imus is back. He's facing a live studio audience for the first time in 8 months. He was forced from the air in April after making a controversial comment about the Rutgers women's basketball team. He was immediately cited as a racist and faced daily protests in April calling for his ouster. And who would have thunk? In college football, third-ranked Ohio State is going to meet LSU in the Title Bowl game in New Orleans in January. The number one and the number two football teams were both upset over the weekend, and that pushed Ohio State to the top of the rankings. One Ohio player says his team is already the underdog because, quote, everybody hates us. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.